is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. I'll explain that off here, Jay.
Good morning.
That other thing I just asked you about, is that going to the bottom of the hour?
Or yes.
Still doing the okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So excited for today's show.
Are you?
Have you heard the Tyrese Halliburton audio yet from Old Man and the Three?
You know, I haven't.
Okay. I cut it all up this morning. It's fantastic.
I believe we also...
Tyrese is going to be an analyst when his playing days are over.
Oh, for sure.
He's so good on a mic.
For sure. I could not agree with you more.
I'll give it a tease for the early audience, okay? There's a part where he catches himself explaining something and being like, I'm not talking about my team.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
I'm excited. I'm actually.
There's a tease for
you.
You
just teased me.
Yeah.
Early morning in the, welcome to everybody listening, of course, on 1140, traditionally, or KHK.com, or the app. So many ways to listen. YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search KHDK, and hit the one that has the red live button. We've already got the chat full and going. 5 thumbs up to 0 thumbs down.
You jinxed it bad. It'll be 10 thumbs down in 2 minutes.
I know it will. That's fine. It is Friday. Everyone's in a great mood. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Coming up at 6:30 or in the 6:30 segment, Pat from the Pat and Tom Show.
Highly rated Pat.
Hi,
Tom Morning Show. And Cody.
Station of the Year. Yes, and Cody. We had Cody back, I believe, on Monday. So he's going to come down and tell us a story about Sam Long and Jay Mars and our station and something. I don't know. And apparently Uriah Faber's involved.
This is a great story.
I don't know any of this.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay, so you know it. I don't. Much like the Halliburton audio. You know what I don't. We also have a little bit of audio from Marvin Bagley. He was on a podcast yesterday.
I will just tell you this. You're going to be highly entertained at Uriah's expense.
At his expense or because of him?
At his expense.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
There's our first thumbs down. Thank you to whoever that was. We appreciate you. Lot of ways to start. Oh, and by the way, it's very apropos that Pat's coming in. KNCI, of course, is our sister station. We love them very much. And, of course, remember, if you ever get tired of sports, and, you know, we know you love your sports, but if you get tired of it, you want your country music, you can always...
I'm just a guy with a girl and a couple of guys, and that tattoo and a few of my thighs.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, duh.
That's really the one. No, you just made that.
I did? Oh, did I?
And a neck tattoo and a few on my thigh. I'm just a guy with a girl and a couple of guys.
A neck tattoo and a few on my thighs. Listen.
We know you love your sports, but when you're looking for country music, make sure you dial up 105.1.
I'm just a guy with a girl and a couple of guys.
New country all day.
She got the best of me.
Country 105.1.
Wait, did you make up the neck tattoo?
No!
Neck tattoo and a few on my thigh.
Get her done. You ain't never been to a country concert, have you?
I actually, as a matter of fact, have.
You probably saw some neck tattoos and a few on their thighs, didn't you?
The last one I saw Garth Brooks here. I saw Tim McGraw on the Dancehall Doctors tour. That was from the I Like It, I Love It album in Ex-Arbon Coliseum in Omaha, Nebraska. Ex-Arbon, of course, is Nebraska spelled backwards.
So that was like 25 years ago? Longer.
Oh, my God, it's 26 years ago. Speaking of,
man.
I realize this really bad at birthdays and memories and anniversaries and stuff here at the station. You know, it was 10 years ago last July.
Uh-huh.
That I moved to mornings.
10 years ago, last July?
Last July.
So July of 2010?
July of 2010, I joined Don Geronimo in the mornings. Now, get this. At the time, imagine this happening today. I did, I think it was 6 to 10 with Dawn. It was 6 to 10 with Dawn. Then I think we joined Rome till noon. And then I did noon to 3 on my own.
The thought of you working that much is just not, that seems very foreign.
There was a time where from 6A to 6P, that's the 12 hours that everyone cares about in radio, I was on the air 7 of those hours. And I did that for a little over a year, I think.
That sounds tiring.
Well, Dawn had done middays and then moved to mornings. Rise Guys moved to the Bay Area. And then shortly after he moved to mornings, and it was pretty inevitable I was going to join up with Dawn at some point. I will never forget, he called me. It was around 9, 10 a.m. And remember, I was working 9 to midnight at the time and had since.
I thought you did middays with Dawn, too. No?
I never did. I think at one point he actually moved back to middays and I was with him. Maybe. I don't know. No, because I got fired when I was on Dawn's show. So I'm going to run through this. I remember him calling me and say, are you ready for your life to change? This is the first thing he said. And I go, okay. I was like the Davidson on SNL, that character. I go, okay. Huh? Let it. Okay. And he goes, I want you to move to mornings with me. And I'll never forget. He said, I'm not asking you to co-host. He goes, I already had a co-host for 25 years. It's the Don Geronimo show, but you're going to be a big part of it. I was like, I do whatever you want. I just want to work with you, Don. Like, I worship Don. So, moved to mornings, which, understand, I'd been doing nights since 2005, 9 to midnight. And generally, the show ended at midnight, but we'd be here till 1, or not here, the old studio, 1, 2 a.m. And then I'd meet up with my then-girlfriend, who was a bartender, at old Lori's Shack on Greenback. And my buddies and I would all roll in around 1 a.m. and they close the bar down and we'd sit there and drink all night and sing karaoke and play pool.
I don't know that person.
Yeah, no, nobody does. That's why I'm such a homebody now. I got it out of my system.
I'm the same way. I've said this before. Like, my 20s got all that out.
Got it all out.
Ain't a whole lot I'm looking to do from a nightlife standpoint.
Didn't get cheated.
In my 30s.
Yep, didn't get cheated. No midlife crises here because it didn't. So pretty much for a couple of years, that would be the thing. We'd roll from the show to the bar, and then about 5, 6 a.m. hit Del Taco on the way home. And then crash out. Anyways, join Dawn.
Wake up at 3 p.m.
That's how it would be.
I know. I used to do nights.
Then join Dawn in the mornings, and he was right. My life completely changed.
Going from any day part, I don't care what day part it is, the morning, sorry, it is such a punch in the face.
Yes.
It really is.
These are punch-in-the-face hours. But going from habitually being nocturnal to the opposite. And when I first started there, I stayed nocturnal. I did the show as my evening show in the mornings. I just stayed up all night. That lasted about a week. And then that's why it's not really the 10-year anniversary. It'll be this July because there was the year where I got fired from Dawn's show when we had – and we'll wrap it up this way. I don't know if I've ever said this. I'll never forget him saying to me, we're going in a different direction. And at the time, all we had done is set our sights on Rob Arney and Dawn on 98 Rock. I'll never forget that the last book we had before I got fired, we were 0.2 of a point behind them. And that was coming from 19th place when we first started. So we went from 19th place to 2nd, 0.1 of a point behind them. And that's when the meeting happened where we're going in a different direction. And I'll never forget dumbass me saying, but we've been going up. Is your direction down?
I was going to say, I knew you would have had to have a smart-ass comment for that.
It wasn't smart-ass is the sad part. It was truly a question.
Like, what direction do you want to go?
What do you want?
Left.
Anyways, we know how that worked out. All right, we'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
Yeah, I don't know what's coming up next, bro. I have no idea.
Oh, did I leave the rundown on?
I have no idea. Is it sports? I don't know.
Hold on, I got it for you.
Did the Clippers tie the series with the Jazz? Or did the Jazz go up 2-0? You'll never know. Huh. Hey, is Milwaukee on the ropes? Are they down 3-0? Or did PJ Tucker and company throw a counterpunch to Brooklyn?
Wow.
And the A's were royally spanked yesterday. We got all that coming up next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
Into Durant. Durant out front, takes a three-pointer. No good! Bucks win! It's in the bank. The Bucks prevail 86-83. They live for Sunday.
What was that? They live for Sunday.
It's true. Bucks and Sunday just go together.
Anyone else think that Durant shot was going in?
Yep.
So did
the entire time.
Oh, buddy. That was not... That was inches, maybe inch, away from tying that game up. Did not happen. Here's my question. I don't know where it is in the rules. I've watched basketball my entire life. I have never seen this. Why did they not play four quarters? Why did they cut this game off after three? Help me out, please. The final score is 86-83.
Yeah.
That tells me they only played three quarters of basketball. I was playing a late round of the old golf and had it on the phone. I missed something.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. They played four quarters.
No, they didn't.
They also played something else.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Defense. Drumsticks?
Defense.
Dilbert?
They got down in those stances and did this thing. They put hands up and they stole and did the blocks.
30-11 after the first quarter for Milwaukee. Milwaukee held the Nets to 11 points. And then, the Nets held the Bucks to 15 in the second. 23-22 in the third, Nets. 19-18. 86-83 is, that. I believe that is Knicks Heat 94?
95.
5?
96. Maybe 97.
That really blew me away. This was a stressful game. And you know what? There was a point.
You were stressed?
Yeah,
you have a rooting interest all of a sudden?
I just like good basketball. I have no dog in the fight. I didn't want Milwaukee to win.
Are you one of those people that just gets kind of easy anxiety from any sort of... Because my significant other's like that, cares nothing about sports, but if there's a close game on, this game's giving me anxiety. I'm like,
right.
You don't even know what's happening.
Your significant other and I would get along beautifully in that. I'm the same way. I get stressed, dude. Even without a rooting interest. 86-83. A lot of numbers to throw around. My stat of the... How about Giannis taking 8 threes and going 1-8? Yeah, Mike Budenholzer needs to sit him down.
I think so. I think he needs to have a long conversation with him about, you know, looking for his teammates, number one, and then trying to get better shots.
When Giannis Antetokounmpo leads your team in three-point attempts, that's a bad thing. 33-14 for Giannis. How about 35-15 for Chris Middleton?
Chris Middleton's really good.
You know,
I know people kind of ignore him because he doesn't have a flashy game, but Chris Middleton's really good.
I'm here to say this. Chris Middleton is one of the top five most underrated players in the NBA.
I think that's a fair. I think that's
really
very
is.
Fair.
This is a rookie of the year. He's still underrated. He's still underrated.
Chris Middleton?
Yeah.
You won Rookie of the Year?
Wait, you know what?
I think you're thinking of Malcolm Brogdon.
You know what Chris Middleton did? He should have won Rookie of the Year.
Three times.
At least, like Blake Griffin or Ben Simmons.
Hey, by the way, with that Halliburton audio, he's going to tell you who he thinks should win Rookie of the Year this year.
This coming year?
This season.
The one we just had?
The one that he was in.
Ah. Okay. I'm excited for this. Number two.
Leading off.
I'm excited for this.
Number two.
Mama, number two.
Gobert steals it. And the Jazz are up 2 games to none. 117-111 is the final score.
So when you look at this box score, if you didn't watch the game, you're like, that's pretty close, pretty back and forth. It's a pretty close game. Dude, I remember thinking at one point, Jay, I was going to come on the show today with you. At one point during the Clippers-Jazz game, I was going to come on the show with you today and say, boy, we know nothing. Because all we said yesterday and all we've said, is, hey, this Nets-Bucks series sucks and this Clippers-Jazz series is amazing. And when I had that thought, it was because we had just got done with a heart pounder in Milwaukee. and the Jazz were blowing the Clippers out by plus, you know, 20 plus, the game was over.
It was.
And then the Clippers just dinking, dunking.
They were clipping.
They were. And this, and at one point in the fourth, they took the lead. And it looked pretty hairy for the Jazz.
But Donovan, then Rudy Gobert busted out his razor.
Rudy Gobert, 13 and 20 with three blocks.
13 to 20.
That's pretty good.
I guess.
His teammate, by the way, I'm here to tell you, controversial take. Donovan Mitchell's been the best individual player in the playoffs.
I don't think that's controversial. Mitchell's been killing it.
You know, he's 6-0 in the playoffs this year. Remember, the Jazz lost that first game without him. What's really scary is how would the Jazz look? Jazz are up 2-0 on the Clippers without Mike Conley. That's interesting.
Not only is Mitchell, I'll give you that from an individual standpoint, yes, but I saw a stat yesterday, or this morning. I was trying to look for it on Twitter right now, but I have the general number in my head. Do you know what the Jazz last night's defensive rating was with and without Rudy Gobert on the floor?
I do not.
Okay, so here's how this works. If you don't know defensive rating, the lower the number, the better. So they had a 97 defensive rating with Gobert on the floor. Basketballically, analytically speaking, that's really good. Care to guess what the number was without him on the floor?
So what was it with them on the floor?
97.
I'm going to say 102.
You are way off. Higher.
108?
Way off.
120?
Way off.
Oh, come on. What was it?
169.
And what was it with him on?
97.
So if you're Jazz...
I'm going to double check. I'm almost positive
that's bananas. If you're Quinn Snyder, the coach of the Utah Jazz, are you asking Rudy Gobert for the sake of the team and for the sake of that defensive rating to change his last name from Rudy Gobert to Rudy Staybear? Because if he's off the floor...
Oh, boy, was that bad.
If he's off the floor, they're terrible.
Oh, my God. I'm just
Rudy...
David, we're moving on. We don't have time. Nope, they got it. Everyone got it.
Nobody is
wondering where the pun is. Or everyone got it.
Leading off, cut number three.
And here's the ground ball. They pinned it a short right to Lopez. He's got it. Flips to first. This game is over. So the Royals come back, and they take the first game of the series by the final of 6-1.
More like Rudy Cupboards Bear defensively. If he's not on the floor, that's his name. I just thought of it. Rudy Cupboards Bear defensively when he's not on the floor.
Nope.
Cupboards Bear would be his middle name.
I get it. It's not going to work.
I guess it's going to be that kind of Friday then. Hey, everybody. Welcome in. It's a non-creative, not comedy Friday. Comedy not allowed on the show today.
Clearly, given your attempt at it, it's not. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you rip two pieces, big man? Hey, also, caller 5 right now, 1-800-920-1140. I got a pair of tickets for you to check out Eric Church.
So sad we're doing caller 5 on this. Caller 5, significantly, because how many pairs of Eric Church tickets do we have to give away today? Oh, it's 5. Give me 5 Eric Church pairs of tickets. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, coming up next. We're going to start the segment with Pat from Pat, Tom, and Cody live in studio telling us about Sam Long, something to do with Uriah Faber and Jay Mars. I don't know. I don't know what the story is.
There's a tease.
Okay, coming up. We got to go bear right after this.
1-800-920-1140 to talk.
Or maybe texting would be better.
Text the show at 916-339-1140. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Sports.
Sports.
It's all sports.
24 hours a day.
A lot to get to today. We got a winner for Eric Church?
Nope.
Okay, really? 1-800-920-1140? I just had like 3 people tweet me about the pre-show promo. One of them saying, my wife would love those Eric Church tickets.
Have her call in. 1-800-920-1140.
My goodness. Are our phone lines okay?
They're fine.
Jeez.
They're working now.
We got a lot to get to today. Some baseball. We're going to talk about these NBA playoffs. If you want to grab, not physically, but get Pat from Pat, Tom, and Cody.
I can go do that.
Would you mind? Or I can, and you cover.
Nah, I'll go.
Okay, all right. So while Jay goes and does that, because apparently I've been told we have a story about it's something to do with us trying to get old Sam Long on the program, San Francisco Giants prospect. Well, it's still a prospect, I guess, even though he's in the major leagues, with a fine debut. Coming up this weekend, there's a UFC card I'm a little interested in. Nate Diaz, Stockton's Nate Diaz, makes his return to the octagon, which is always fun. And I'm Nate Diaz in the octagon, so it's always fun, however you go. He's fighting Leon Edwards, UFC 263 in Glendale. It's not even the main event. It's not even the co-main event, which is interesting. But the winner could get a shot at Kamaru Usman.
It's the Northern California main event.
It's good.
Greater Sacramento area main event?
Yeah.
Greater Sacramento's Nate Diaz?
Yeah, everything's Greater Sacramento. Adam Salvatore, too. That's a rematch that I'm not exactly sure should happen. Nelson
Pat's
Figueroa
on his way. He just had to, you know, do his radio show real quick, and then he'll
come
to ours.
Come on. That all starts, the main event starts at 7 o'clock. So always fun. There's a good article on ESPN about Nate, the Stockton slap, and a lot of things. You know, people ask, I was asked.
I've grown to really enjoy Nate over the years.
I enjoy him, and I've enjoyed covering Nate and Nick from way back when we were all, they were fighting at outdoor venues, at casinos here in Northern California, driving to Clear Lake. When it was the backwoods beginnings of MMA and really the equivalent of the minor leagues, when these guys would go up and fight for purses of $250 and $250. $250
not $250,000.
No, $250 to show up and $250 to win the fights. And now Nate Diaz is a you know, very rich man. Joining us right now, if you press that little blue button right there. Yeah, yes. Yeah, and then he's got a, there we go. We got Pat. Yes, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I never knew these studios had numbers on them. Jay said, you're needed in Studio 2. Which one's 2?
Is the one it says it right above the door.
Studio, are we really? I've never noticed that either.
I'm in Studio 3.
So we're in Studio 2?
Correct.
What studio are they?
I don't know. I've never looked up.
18?
Well, I was going to say, Pat from the Pat, Tom, and Cody show, Station of the Year, KNCI. The celebrations are active. What's weird about this, how long ago did you get Station of the Year? Three
it's
months
like a
ago?
Year ago. You can't live on that. I mean, after a few months, like next.
No, what gets me is the celebrations are still happening in this building. It's like you guys got it a year ago.
No, we won, and then there was nothing. It was just like,
oh, I don't know. I don't know where you got that. The emails, the staff parties. Were you there when we all got taken out to pizza by the bosses? You weren't there.
What color is the sky in your world?
The celebrations continue.
Well, purple, yeah, and green.
The celebration was a celebration ale or two. That was it.
Congratulations, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Well,
hey,
done.
Hey, I know you're talking about baseball. I was going to tell you. Jay came to me yesterday and said, hey, we'd rather not go through the Giants because that's a lot of layers. Can you get us Sam Long?
Oh, asking you to produce the show. I appreciate that.
Right. And
no, I do what any good producer does.
Well. Right. My son works at Optimum Athletes, where Sam trained. So I said, well, let me check. And I called my son, and I said, hey, here's the deal. And he said, well, let me call Sam. I'll also text him, which he did. And then later on last night, he called me back and said, nothing yet. He's going to give me an update because he's a good kid.
Sure.
He's walking his dog, Nala, in East Sac. All of a sudden, I hear, Nala, no. And I said, what's the matter? And he goes, my dog just took a dump on Uriah Faber's lawn.
Yeah.
There's a pause, and he goes, take that.
I know exactly where you're so is your son lives in Midtown, huh?
Or not anymore.
Yeah, I would hide. I know where that lawn is. I know what kind of lawn that is. I know who owns that lawn.
So I didn't get you Sam Long, but I may get you Uriah Faber.
I'm glad that you well, now when Faber comes on the show, I can say, hey, remember that dump that a dog took on your lawn? I know what dog that is.
He did clean it up.
I bet he did. I would have, too.
Pronto.
Immediately. The dog, Nala, is that named after the female lion in The Lion King?
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm glad we can solve at least one mystery. I noticed when he got called up, because there's a guy with the same name, the broadcaster was referring to Sam Long as Sammy.
Correct.
That seems wrong to me. But I'm
it
asking,
does.
It's Sam Long, correct?
And unless you're his mom, and then it's Samuel.
Right, which I totally get. I'm David to my mother and always will. If I wanted Dave, I would have named him Dave. But Sammy Long seems like it's manufactured.
I think he did that because people at OA kept calling him Slinging Sammy as his velocity increased.
Sure, sure.
And the other thing is, I think if you Google Sam Long, you get a soccer player.
Well, why is your... I gotta go. Oh, you got to go?
Yeah, so for all your country needs, KNCI, thank you.
Yeah, if you get tired of sports, go check out Country Music 105.1.
Got to go. Apparently, there's another celebration.
That's Pat from Pat Tom.
Bye,
thank you. Appreciate it. Tom just came up to the window and was gesticulating wildly. I said, come in. He gave me the finger and turned around and ran the other way. Apparently, that's what that meant.
I thought that's how he greets you every morning.
They have to do a break. Here's my question. Why couldn't Tom just do it? Why did Tom need Pat to come down there and be like, coming up next, Tim McGraw?
Because it's Pat and Tom, not Tom.
It sounds like, by the way, that sounds like a comedian, Pat and Tom. Like Patton Oswalt. And I'm all here, by the way, for, I've had this suggestion for years, and for some reason, nobody takes me up on it. Why can we not, like, a day in the summer? Why can we not switch morning shows?
Because that's like one of the most played out radio bits of all time.
It is? Yes. We've never done it.
That doesn't mean that everyone else in the country hasn't done it.
But I'm only worried about the Sacramento market.
They've done it in the Sacramento market several times.
Would that not be hilarious? I would love to do the Pat and Tom show, except not the 4 hours part.
They do 5 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're 5 to 10.
They're 5 to 10?
Yeah, but you have to remember 80 to 85% of that's music.
That's true. That's true. 5 to 10 for them is like 7 to 8 for us.
I used to do, trust me, someone used to do 6 to 10. That 6 to 10 with music is a lot easier than 6 to 9 with none.
Well, yeah, because you can record a lot of your stuff and a lot. I mean, listen, they do work very hard. They're here very early. They stay late. Like, I'm not in any way disrespecting the work they do. They work very hard. They're very good at what they do. But having done music radio before, you can't just, there are some what we call breaks in the business where you come on and be like, coming up next, or that was Darius Rucker with a Wagon Wheel. Coming up next, Tim McGraw right here on KNCI. And then you don't talk again for 30 minutes. We've already talked in this segment probably second to second more than they talk in 2 hours?
Mm.
1 hour?
I think 1 hour.
Okay. So Pat's son took a dump on Uriah Faber.
No, Pat's son's dog. Pat's
there's a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat's son did not defecate on Uriah Faber's lawn.
There's a big difference there. Thank you for catching me. Pat's son's dog, Nala, took a dump on Uriah Faber's
Although
lawn.
Although Pat's son taking a dump on Uriah Faber's lawn would be a much better story.
Absolutely hilarious. Also, if I'm Faber, I've said this to him before, there are way too many people here locally that know where Uriah lives.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, except the premise there is kind of like, man, there's a lot of people that know where you live, you're a celebrity. It's like, no one's messing with that dude.
No doubt about it.
He's good.
But he's just kind of, and I won't get too specific because the guy, he's got a family. I want him to have his privacy, but it's an ESAC house, and it's just like, once you know where it is, you drive by. It's right there. He's not tucked away. He's just right there.
Yeah.
And you know, oh, hey, there's
out there on his lawn, you know.
And he will be. He'll be out there up front. You see that on Instagram all the time. He's just hanging out with his kids.
Putting people in rear naked choke
holds.
Right.
Just coming up.
Just Fabering, you know.
Right. People want to, you know, can I get a selfie? My favorite thing, we're talking about covering MMA. Is you ever notice anytime anyone takes a picture with a mixed martial artist? You ever notice they do the fists?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's either the fist or the actual fighting stance. It's never just a regular picture. It's really annoying, actually.
And I'm super, super guilty of that in the beginning because that's what everybody else did. So I'd put like the one fist up.
I can just see you right now.
And then somebody called me, a friend of mine called me out on it once, and it was so right. It's like, you're not a fighter.
It's true.
Nobody's looking at this picture saying, hey, there's Anderson Silva and Dave. I can't wait to see them both in the octagon. Just stand there.
Yeah, you're not a fighter, but from what I'm told, you are a lover.
We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, now we're behind. Jay, what should we do next? Because we've pushed off
We're going to go to the playoffs.
We're going to push off Spider-Tack again, the new superhero from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll push that to later on in the program. Maybe we'll do that at 7:30. We'll write in Spider-Tack for then. Coming up next, let's recap. Bucks, Nets, Jazz go up 2-0, and Donovan Mitchell is good. We'll be back right after this.
The number 12 mid-market sports morning show in the country. It's the Carmichael Dave Show. Show on Sports 1140 KHCK.
Good morning. It is a Friday. If you did not know that, I am Dave. That is Jay Mars. Welcome into the program. Jay, I'd like to make you feel old for a second.
Me? I'm young and spry.
Well, a couple of things here.
Okay.
Number one, happy birthday to my old brother. He is old, and I love it.
So you're a middle child?
Kind of. Long story there. But
there's no kind of. You either you are or you're not.
Also, if you want to feel old, happy birthday to Chuck Hayes, former Sacramento Kings.
Oh, I saw this morning. I meant to bring it up.
Chuck Hayes. If I told you Chuck Hayes was 48 years old, you would most likely respond with, oh, happy birthday, Chuck Hayes. Chuck Hayes is 37.
I thought he was 38.
Well, it says here he's 37. Is
according
he 38?
According to Pete Youngman, he's 38.
Well, I'm looking at his damn Wikipedia, which is always
well, who
right.
Do you believe more, Pete Youngman or Wikipedia?
Well, let's see, 1983. It says he was born in 1983.
Well, he's 38.
You know what? Hold on a second.
Are you calling Chuck?
Actually, let me see. Do I still have Chuck in here? So I don't
also
know.
Not polite to call someone at 6:48 on
no,
a Friday.
Exactly. Oh no, I have his. I don't have his number anymore, but I do have. His. He follows me on Twitter.
On TweetTwat.
Yeah.
If he's 83, then he's 38.
I'm just saying, dude. It doesn't that seem a little bit off?
When I saw Pete, the former great trainer of the Sacramento Kings, Pete Youngman, put happy 38th birthday to Chuck Hayes, I was like, wait a minute. I'm only 2 years younger than Chuck Hayes, 2.5 years younger. That doesn't feel right at all. Because I thought Chuck was 38 when he signed in Sacramento 10 years ago. Yeah, I think he signed here like 10 years ago.
That's insane.
The Chuck wagon.
Is he, how old is LeBron?
LeBron is 36.
So he, all right, Pete Youngman says you're 38.
Dude, you said 83.
Wikipedia says, yeah, but Wikipedia could be wrong.
Why are you DMing him his age? What's wrong with you?
Is it? Hope you have a great day. Okay, happy birthday, Chuck. Settle the debate. Pete Youngman says you're 38. Wikipedia says 37. Which is it? That's all. Polite. Wish him a happy birthday. Told him to have a great day. Come on. I'll brighten Chuck Hayes' day. I'm sure Chuck was waiting on that. Also, a quick trivia for you, and this is sort of NBA playoffs related. Name this music. I'll say, go. I mean, go ahead.
That has to be the Phoenix Suns fight song from 1976.
So this,
am I close?
I mean, weirdly, sort of, but no, no. This is from Austin Rivers' Instagram. The caption of this, TBT. So when I found out, and I'll paraphrase here, I couldn't lift weights at the same time as Nikola Jokic. He goes into the team weight room, and when Jokic is in there, he takes control of the music.
This is what Jokic gets down to.
This is what Nikola Jokic lifts weights to. And they show Jokic in the corner with a trainer. He says, the MVP's music tastes a little different than mine.
Slightly.
I got a damn headache with this.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty obnoxious.
I don't under... Listen.
Like, really obnoxious.
Let's be really clear. We are here for all kinds of music. We celebrate all kinds of cultures. We are into it. Everybody has their own taste in music. That's great.
Some of it's just poor.
But I just don't understand how you can, like, bench press, maybe do some flies, bicep curls, legs. And you're like, let's get it. Let's get it.
To each their own, as the kids say. The kids say that?
No. I might respond to Austin Rivers and say, that's MVP workout music. Maybe you should change.
Wow.
Maybe you should change because guess what? Only one guy in the NBA that we know of listens to that music to work out. And who's the MVP? He's the MVP. He's got the trophy. Maybe change.
Good job there, D-man.
If I can change and you can change, maybe we can.
Everybody can change.
Middleton left wing against Kyrie Irving. Straight away, Holiday. Driving on Brown. Out to Brook Lopez. In the corner, P.J. Tucker. Drives to Giannis. Winds up. Slams it. Time out, Brooklyn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I won't go through all the highlights. It was a really good game, and it didn't start out that way. What was it, 30-something to 11 after the first quarter? And Bucks.
And then it kicked into this, like, old-school 80s, 90s Eastern Conference basketball.
Not only was there a lot of defense and physicality, but I am completely here for Kevin Durant and P.J. Tucker.
Yes.
Cast off P.J. Tucker.
Cast off?
Cast off from the Rockets.
I wouldn't call him a cast off. He would kind
cast
of.
Cast off like he was nothing.
Don't want to say he demanded a trade, but he kind of demanded out.
I got
I'm
you.
Not going to call him a cast off.
Great shoe collection, by the way.
Oh, P.J. Tucker's shoe collection is amazing. Mm-hmm. Some would say better than mine.
Kevin Durant talked about the physicality of the Bucks.
They played more physical. They were there at the rim. I mean, they just played their regular way. They played the way they've been playing the whole season. I think we got great looks. We didn't knock them down, but they also did a good job of contesting and being physical and, you know, blocking shots at the rim. For the most part, we got back into the game, had plays down the stretch, and, you know, they was able to make a couple more shots.
We'll hear from Coach Bud right now, the Bucks. By the way, why isn't the coach booed? It's not Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah, but B-U-D doesn't spell booed.
I understand that, but it should be Mike Budenholzer. Spelled the same way. Anyways, here he is.
For us to, you know, just find a way to win a game. You know, your character's tested in the playoffs. Character's tested coming into this game. And, you know, like we said, the group has got high character. They responded. And now we just got to fill our cup back up and get ready to do it again on Sunday.
How about we hear from Kyrie Irving? They had chances and chances galore.
They made some big, big timely shots, which carried them forward. But we had our chances down the stretch. It was a possession-by-possession game, you know, both teams battling. So that's a good old-fashioned playoff game right there.
That was an enjoyable playoff game. I'm here for the defense. I'm here for the physicality.
Isn't that how the Bucks are going to win this series?
Yes.
They just have to out-physical,
yes.
If that's even a thing.
Well, yes. Also, we're keeping a big-time eye on James Harden, who may be back for game four, may be back, like, coin flip. And you find yourself wondering, listen, James Harden slander aside, really a person like James Harden who takes up a lot of air when you insert, if you're Steve Nash.
Which I'm not.
Do you maybe have a conversation with Jacques Vaughn and the rest of your staff and say, listen, if we bring James Harden back anytime soon, at best he's going to be 70-80%. Maybe we make a decision to sit James for the series.
You have to be pretty confident you're winning the series, right?
You have to be super confident you're winning the series. It's a risk, but also inserting James Harden in the middle of a series.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think those three guys and their chemistry will figure it out. I don't want them to, if I'm being 100% honest.
I hated chemistry. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
Also, welcome into the YouTube chat, Chris, at 6:55. Wait, way to show up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today.
Great job. Third of the show's over. Thanks, dude. I'm sure you have some awesome excuse we don't want to hear about. Soundgarden leads off the top of the hour. Julio Jones, Kyle Shanahan, Russell Wilson. It's an NFL-themed Soundgarden. We'll do that after this.